The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied by Le'ilu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenichinu began eden amen. Today's daf is being studied by Refua Shelema Eliyahu Hayim ben Shafia Sophia. Amen. We begin today's daf on Zayin Amud Bet, and we start right on the bottom line. Reshlakish said, Imraita Talmid. If you see a student, Shetalmudo Kashe Alav Kebarzel, which means his learning is difficult on him, it's hard on him, like iron. That she says, Shekashehu no Mirov Kushot. He has a lot of questions. He cannot reconcile his learning. So the Gemara tells the reason why this happens. Bishvil Mishnato She'ena Sidura Alav. That's because he doesn't have clarity in the Mishnayot. Rashi, Ve'eno Zocher Maketivba. He doesn't have a good girsa. He doesn't remember what's written in the Mishnayot. Ulfichach Eno Yodaya Lefarek. So he doesn't know how to explain it, or interpret, or answer them. Or worse, he has a faulty text in his Mishnayot. Poter ala hayuv mehayev ala patur. What's hayav? It says patur. What's patur? It says hayav. Then he starts asking contradictions. Hey, if it says patur over there, we have another Mishnah that says hayav. Okay? So therefore, he doesn't. The Gemara is going to learn it from a pasuk. Vehu lo panim kilkal. Shekilkel b'mishnah she kodem the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara's derasha and we'll see how it fits in. Shnei emar dehu lo panim kilkal. So that she explains this pasuk to mean that panim, the thing that comes before Gemara, what comes lefnim, what comes before Gemara, mishnah. Dehu lo panim, the item that's lefnim kilkal, meaning he's mekulkal. He doesn't have clarity in his Mishnayot. And as a result of it, he's unable to come to clarity in his learning. So again, Mepnesh shepanim kilkal, shekilkel b'mishnah, shukodem legemara. Maita kante, so the question is, what is the solution for the student? Yerbe b'yeshiva. Let him spend a lot of time in the yeshiva. Rashi says, she has dinu b'nei yeshiva mishnatam. Which means, let him go to the yeshiva, and now all the b'nei yeshiva will get clarity in their learning in the Mishnah. Shnei emar, because the pasuk says, v'hayalim yegaber. It's the middle of the pasuk. Hayalim yegaber, meaning you should go to where the soldiers are. So the students are considered soldiers in the yeshiva, so let him get a lot of soldiers. V'yitron echsher chokma. That's the end of the pasuk. Which means, called Sheken, Mishnato Sidura Lo Meikara. Yitron, he would have been better off, Hechsher Chokmah, if he would have had the Chokmah from the beginning. Which means, if he would have studied the Mishnah the right way and had clarity in the first place, so when he got into this situation. Okay? Now, that's the way that she understands Marbe B'Yeshiva. However, the Me'ivi over here, he says, Kol Shiro'e B'Tiv'o, Shetalmudo Kasheh Alav. You see, having a hard time remembering your learning, yerbe v'yetmid b'hitbodedut. Let him go alone and just spend a lot of time learning and meditating, ubazin notzei hakol. Which means go sit in the yeshiva, merbe b'yeshiva, sit. Sit and just plug away and review it and learn it and study it. Kevar amru yagati velo matzati al ta'amin. The Meiri says, we have a tradition, that those who toil will succeed. Those who don't toil will not succeed. Just let him sit and ponder it and go into the subjects. The Gaon Mevilna has a different interpretation here. He says, when it says, Mishnato she'ena sidura alav, hayru she'lo lamad harbe. He doesn't have a lot of yeda in Torah. Ve'ena Torah sidura etzlo. Alken yeshto kushiyot rabot. He has a lot of questions, but it's only because he didn't learn yet. So the question is going to be asked probably that he has. So definitely, yerbe b'yeshiva, just learn. All your questions will be satisfied through the learning. Then so the Gemara says in one place, Torah is poor. Torah aniyah b'makom echad, v'ashirah b'makom acher. Sometimes Torah is poor in one place, which means doesn't give you too much information, but in another place, it's very rich. So therefore, the Gemara says, if a person is struggling, has a lot of questions, he does not have clarity, yet maybe she just learn up. And eventually, all your questions will be answered. You have a better scope, you have a greater clarity. Comes Gemara and says, Kiha, the Rish Lakish, Hava Misadir Matnitin. Rish Lakish would prepare his Mishnah, Arbe'in Zimnin. 40 times he would review. Keneged Mem Yom Shnitna Torah, corresponding to the 40 days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Israel, implying that Moshe Rabbeinu did the same thing. The Mefarshim say that for the 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu reviewed the whole Torah every day 40 times. Because he learned it on the first day, miraculously. Every day he would review everything. And only then, after he learned 40 times the Mishnayot, then he allowed himself to go study with Rabbi Yohanan Gemara. So once he had clarity on the Mishnah, then he went into the Shi'ur of Rabbi Yohanan to study Mishnah. Katava Maharsha, Shemoshe Rabbeinu Sederam Be'otam Arba'im Yom. Moshe Rabbeinu reviewed the Mishnah, the learning, those 40 days. Ukhola Pot Pamahat Bechol Yom. He reviewed once a day. Ukhteshi again Alav Zechut Limuda Torah Shilabad Moshe Rabbeinu Bahar Arba'im Yom. So he wanted the Zechut of Moshe Rabbeinu to stand for him in his learning, so that's why he picked the number 40. Next Gemara says, Rav Ada Bar Ahava Misader Matnitin 24 Zimnin. Rav Ada Bar Ahava would review the Mishnayot and prepare them 24 times. Keneged Torah Nevi'im Uchtuvim. Keneged the 24 books of the Tanakh. Ve'ayil Kamed Rava. Then he went to Rava Shi'ur in order to study the Gemara, which is to study it in depth. Now, the Ben Ish Chai says, why did he pick 24? He says, the Gemara says, Keneged Tanakh. She said, because there's six orders in the Mishnah. She shasas the Mishnah. And each Mishnah can be studied on four levels. Pshat, Remez, Deras, Sod. So therefore, he studied each one 24 times. Which was six Sedarim, with each was 24 times. Six times four. So that's where he got the number as well. Rava Amar, Rava says, אם ראית תלמיד שתלמודו קשה עליו כברזל. The student is noticing that his learning is difficult. Not understanding. It's like ברזל. It's hard like iron. בשביל רבו שאינו מסביר לו פנים. That's because his rabbi is not giving him a courteous face. Or a good face, a good smile, whatever you want to say. The rabbi is angry at him. And therefore the student feels that bad vibes, and therefore the Torah doesn't enter him correct way. Now obviously the rabbi is justified because the student must be doing something wrong. And therefore the rabbi is giving him an angry face. Shreemar, v'hu lo panim, right? If he doesn't have panim, he doesn't get this rabbi's face, kilkal. So his learning becomes mikulkal. He doesn't understand anything. So what's the answer? Ma'ay tekante yerbe alav re'im. So the friends of this fellow should go to the rabbi and tell the rabbi, please forgive him. Let these friends go appease the rabbi in order that the rabbi will be more, have a better face towards him, easy on him. Shnei emar v'hayalim yigaber. Let them get the soldiers, meaning his friends, to go speak to the rabbi, to petition the rabbi. V'yitro nechsher chokma. It's the end of the pasuk. Kol sheker imukshiru ma'asav afnei rabo me'ikara. He would have been better off if his ways would have been proper in front of his rabbi from the beginning. That his rabbi would give him the right attention and the right face from the beginning, he would have been better off. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ve'amar Rabbi Emi. Rabbi Emi says, May dichtiv. What is the meaning of the pasuk? This pasuk over here is in Kohelet. Im yeshoch hanahash belo lahash ve'en yitron the Baal Halashon, which means when the snake bites, im yeshoka nachash belo lachash, without a hiss, the en yitron the Baal Halashon, and there's no benefit for the Baal Halashon, for the one that speaks. What does this pasuk mean? Im ra'ita dor, if you see a generation, shashamayim mishtachin alav, the Bahids, Kanehoshet, Milori Talumatar. You see a generation that the sky is Mishtachin. Mishtachin, the Rashi explains, is like from the Gemara, Baba Mitziah, Shatich Tafeh, meaning the sky is reddened. Shatich means it has like a rust, which means when something's not used, it turns rusty. So if you see the sky got rusty, which means it's not being used, which means it's not raining. No talu mata, no matar actually. Right? Look at the Tosfot. Tosfot says in the top, Tosfot towards the end there. Vaday mishtachin rotziluman ma'alin haluda. It's growing rust. Kemo davar shibatel memelachto yamim rabim. Like an item that's not in usage for many days. Umahalid. Right? Becomes rusty. So he says, if you have a generation where the sky is reddened like rust, which means it's not producing rains, why is that happening? So the Gemara says, Menori talmatar bishvil lohashe lechishot she'en bador. It's because you don't have the people that whisper in prayer. It's because you don't have the proper people that are praying in the generation. As she says, bishvil she'en mitpalelim tefila belachash. They're not praying tefila belachash. Now, I got to cause to stop the rains. So the Mefarshim explain that it's the Ayun Yaakov. The Gemara says, "What's the reason why we pray the Amidah silently? We don't want to embarrass a person. Sometimes in the Amidah he confesses and things like that of different sins, so not to embarrass the person. So we pray low. So you have a generation they're praying, but they don't pray low. A generation that has no shame, that has arrogance and brazenness, so they pray out loud. They're not embarrassed of any of the sins that they did. Oh, so you're not embarrassed? So you have azu panim. What we learned on yesterday's Gemara, that one of the reasons why the rains stop is because the generation is az panim. So therefore, the endaim lo hashem lechishot, people are not praying the Amidah quietly, that means they're praying it out loud. That means they're az panim. That's why the rain stops. So the Gemara says, my takantan, what's the takana? What's the solution? How do you fix it? Yilchu etzel mishu yodeh lilchosh. So you go to somebody who is good at tefillah, who knows how to pray. Find somebody who knows how to pray over here. And what's the proof? Dechtiv yagid alav re'o. End of that pasuk. Actually, it's a pasuk in Iyov. Yagid alav re'o. You should go to the friend. Go to the person that knows how to pray, and he will help. Ve'en yitron neba'al ha-lashon. But there's no benefit to the ba'al ha-lashon. What does that mean? U'mishefshalo l'lchosh ve'eno lohesh. Somebody had the ability to pray for the rains, and he doesn't. Ma'ana yeshlo. What benefit does he have? What is he gaining by not praying, using his powers? Ma'an yitron neba'al ha-lashon. So therefore the Gemara is quoting over here, Pasuk. The Pasuk starts off, im yishoch. Yeshok is like mishtachin. If the sky becomes rusty and closed from giving rain, hanachash below lachash. It's because below lachash. There's no lachash lechishot. There's no people that are praying. Ve'en yitron the ba'al lashon. And if somebody has the ability to pray and he doesn't, What benefit is he getting for himself by refusing to pray for Klal Yisrael? That's the explanation of the Pasuk. And the reason why it says Nahash is like, maybe it's, actually the Gemara compared it to Barzil. I would say maybe it's like Nechoshet. Actually, can Nechoshet, no. Mishtachin can Nechoshet, exactly. So the Nahash is very good. Nahash is Nechoshet. Nechoshet. So the Pasuk says, Im Yashuch, if the sky becomes rusty and Nahash like Nechoshet, why? Belo Lahash, because there is no people that are praying. Then you throw in the Baal HaLashon, and the one that is the Baal HaLashon that doesn't pray, there's no purpose, and there's no Hana, he gets. Im Lahash Velo Ne'ayna. Let's say he prayed, but he wasn't answered. Then what do you do? Maite Kante, Yelech Etzel Hasid Shebedor. Then you gotta go to the next level. You have to go not to the Lohesh. Lohesh is somebody that prays, but not as strong or as constant as the Hasid. So if the Lohesh can't make it done, then you go to the Hasid. And what do? You should pray very much. You go to the one that's a Mafgiyah. What's a Mafgiyah? The end Pigiyah Ela Tefillah. פגיעה זה לשון תפילה שנאמר, ואתה אל תתפלל בעד העם הזה, ואל תשא בעדם רינה ותפילה, ואל תפגע בי. מה the problem is, אל תפגע בי. Do not pray to me, do not beseech me. And therefore, a מפגיע is someone that beseeches God, and therefore you go to him and you can pray. ואם לחש ועלת בידו, ומגיס דעתו עליו. So let's say the לוחש, the one that prays, he was successful. Borei Olam answered his tefillah, but why he was megis da'ato? Meaning he got arrogant. Oh, see that? My tefillah was answered. He starts to get high on himself. Mevi af le'olam. He should know that he's going to bring anger to the world. Shnei Emar, the Pasuk says, I quote it, Mikne af al ole, which means he acquires anger. Why? Al ole, on the person that elevates himself. The person that's ole, he rises. Meaning because the guy's a gava, that he's gloating that his tefillot was answered. So mikne af, he acquires anger al ole, because he elevated himself. Look at the Tosafot. Tosafot actually, the beginning of that pasuk is yagid alav re'o mikne af al ole. So therefore, Tosafot says that the key of the derasha is at the beginning of the pasuk. Kedomar im yagid alav re'o. If the friend that prayed is yagid, meaning he talks about it. Look what I did. I prayed yagid. Shal yado ba'u geshamim v'hu megis da'to mekne af ole. He acquires anger. Kedomar hu kone af ve'ole. Kedomar im ole she megis da'to alav hu mekne af. Rava Amar, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Sheyoshvim Be'ir Achat. You have two scholars, Talmidei Chachamim, that sit in the same city. Ve'en no'in ze laze b'halacha. They're not agreeable with each other in the halacha. Which means they don't consult with each other, they don't confer with each other, they don't have a good rapport with each other when it comes to the conclusion of the halacha. Metkanin be'af u'ma'alin oto. So they provoke the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they elevate it into the people, into the community. Shnei Emar, mikne af al-ole. Again, anger is acquired al-ole. Why wouldn't the two hachamim consult with each other? Because of gava. They don't know. He wants to think that they're smart. I don't have to take consultation. I don't have to discuss it with anybody. And therefore, barminan, that causes the anger of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be provoked. Okay. Comes the Gemara and continues. Amar Reish Lakish, my dichtiv. We go back to that pasuk. Im yeshok hanahash belo lahash, ve'en yitron lebaal lashon. La'atid labo, in the future, mitkabesot uba'ot kol hachayot etzel nahash. All the animals are going to come to the snake. Ve'omrim lo, and they're going to have claims against the snake, and they're going to say it like this. Ari dores ve'ochel. A snake, he pounces on his prey and eats. A lion. The lion, that she says, pounces on his prey. Ve'ochel miyad. He eats it right away. What does it mean he eats it right away? He doesn't hide it and, you know, drag the carcass into a hole in hiding. He eats it in front of everybody. The lion has no fear. That's called dores. Ze'ev toref ve'ochel. Whereas the wolf, he's toref, he kills his prey, but toref means he's embarrassed a little. He takes the animal that he destroyed, that he killed, and he brings it into like a hole in the side, and he eats it over there. But what? The common denominator between all the animals is, when they kill, they have hana'ah, which means they eat, bottom line. They eat it, so you can justify what they're doing. However, ata ma hana'ah yeshlecha, what benefit do you have, snake? The snake just kills, but doesn't have any benefit. It just puts its venom in its victim, and the victim dies. It doesn't take any pleasure in eating the victim. It says, the snake eats afar. It doesn't eat people. So therefore, they ask the snake, what benefit do you have in just killing people? Amar lahen, ve'en yitron ne'ba'al ha'lashon. So he's going to come back and say, and what benefit does the person who speaks lashon hara have? He says, well, the human beings are the same. What benefit do they have? They speak about people. derogatorily, and without that, there's no pleasure killing people, and there's no really pleasure, tangible pleasure that you say that they get. So that's the snake to protect themselves is going to incriminate human beings. Look at Rashi. Mm-hmm. And he says back, that's why the person that speaks Lashon Hara, when God's going to judge him, he brings him in front of the snake in order to humiliate him. But the snake is going to say, well, what benefit did this guy have also? And therefore, the person who speaks Lashon Hara is compared to a snake. And that's what Pasuk means over here.
Wow.
The snake says, V'im yishoch ha-nachash belo. They read it like that. The snake, it bites somebody below, meaning for no reason. And what is that similar to? The end you throw in the Baal HaLashon. Just like there's no advantage that the Baal HaLashon, the one that speaks Lashon Hara, has as well. Comes Gemara and says, our third line, after they get wide, Amar Rabbi Ami, En tefilato shel adam nishmat, person's prayers are not answered, Ela im ken masim nafsho bekapo. Literally means he puts his heart in his hand, in his palm. That's a way of saying he prays sincerely, which means he's praying with all his heart and all his. Mufashim say over here, this is piv v'libo shavim, which means his heart, his mouth, it's all in the same place. He doesn't pray hat pa'pe v'hat pa'lev. He's praying sincere prayer. Shele emar nisa lebabenu el kapayim. When a person prays, sometimes he prays with his hands. He goes like this with his hands. You know, he waves his hands up that he really wants it. So he puts his hands in his heart. His heart is in his hands. So when he's praying, I mean, in his palms, where he's waving them in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Shmuel had an interpreter that would interpret the shi'ur. The darash, and they gave the following darasha. Vayfatuhu befihem. It's pasuk in Tehillim. It says the people they spoke to God pitui. Pitui is like words of they call it seduction, which means words that they didn't really mean. Ubelshoram yechazebulo. When they spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in prayer, yechazebulo. It was like the lies, meaning it was deceit. They didn't really mean it. Vidibam lo nechuremo. Their heart wasn't with those words that they said. They weren't loyal to the covenant. What does it say in the next pasuk? And God still forgave them. So what do you see over here? Even if a person prays an insincere tefillah, and still what? So you don't have to have a sincere prayer to be answered. The Gemara says, "La kashia, can be yachid, can be sibur. Depends. Be yachid, then you have to be sincere in your tefillah. Then there's no grace. However, when it comes to a sibur, when a person prays with masses, with a minyan, even if his prayer is just lip service, as they call it, doesn't matter. But Elam will still answer the zechut of the sibur. Amar of Ameh, en geshamim yordim ela b'shvil ba'ale amana." The rains come down only because of trustworthy businessmen. When a person is trustworthy in business and he's honest, so that's already a zechut for the rains to come down. Shnei emar emet me'eres tismach v'sedik v'shamayim nishkaf. When there's emet and the honest, then sedik v'shamayim nishkaf. Then goodness comes down from the heavens. When there's honesty on earth, then already Borei Olam sends down justice and goodness. That's the rains from the shamayim. V'amar Rabbi Ami Boreh. Kama gedolim ba'ale amana. Go look at how great is it, ba'ale amana, people that put their trust into something, that how that item comes through for them. What does it mean? Minayin mechulda ubor. From the story of the weasel and the pit. Uma ha'ama'amin bechulda ubor kach. If a person puts his trust in a weasel and a pit, and the results that happened came true, which we'll see that story in a minute. Hama'amin v'kadosh baruch hu, a person puts his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ala hat kama v'kama, all the most of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come through for him. So let's read Rashi. Bezman she'emet me'eres tismach, she'yesh emuna b'masa u'matan. When there's honesty and trust in business, as sedek m'shamayim nishkaf, tanu gishamim shem sedaka, mechulda ubor. What's the Chodah Abor case? Shemitu Shnei Bnei Adam. Matsuyu ba'agada ma'aseh b'bachur echad. There was a story with a young boy. Shiratan emunato liriba achat shisa'inna. He gave his word to a girl that he's going to marry her. Amra, so she said, mi me'id? Who's the witnesses to witness your word that you're going to marry me? V'ya sham bor echad v'holda. So he looked around, he saw there was a bor, a pit, and there was a weasel. Amara bachur bor v'holda edim b'davar. Right, the bor and the holda will be the witnesses. Li'amim avara le'munato v'nasa acheret. He went against his word, he married somebody else. V'holid shene banim. And he had two children. Echad nafal labor v'amet. One fell into the pit and died. V'echad nashachto holda v'amet. And the other was bitten by a weasel and died. Amrano eshto. Ma ma'asehu zeh. Shebarenu metim imita mishuna. What's going on over here? It's not a normal thing. This is exactly what happened. And the Tosafot gives us the end of the story. If you want to go to Tosafot, it gives us a little more details. Pirush, ma'amin b'cholda u'bor. Person that believes in the cholda and the bor. Ma'aseh haya b'na'ara achat hayta rotza lelech lebet abiyah. It was a girl, she was walking to her father's house. V'haya bor b'derech. There happened to be a pit on the road, she didn't see it. V'nafla, she fell in the pit. U'ba b'chol echad v'amar. So he said to her, if I take you out of the pit, will you marry me? Amra lo hen. She said yes. Nishbi'u b'nehem. Shulo yisa isha acheret. V'hi lo tenaseh le'isha acheret. They both promised to each other that they're not going to get married to anybody else. V'amru, mi mi'id b'nenu? V'hayta cholda achat olechet ofnei abor. So at that moment there was a weasel that walked in front of the pit. V'amru, elu shenayim bor v'cholda yu'idim b'nenu. V'alchu d'darkam. V'hi amda b'shu'ata. She kept her word. והוא נשא אישה אחרת וילדה בן בת חולדה ונשכתו ומת וילדה לו בן שני ונפל לבור ומת אמרה לו אשתו מה זה המעשה שהגיע לנו שלא כשאר בני אדם נזכר השבועי וסיפר לאשתו כל המעשה אמרה לו אם כן חזור וכחנה go and marry her וכתב לגט. So he wrote his first wife a divorce. Ve'alach ve'nasat betula. Ve'anu da'amri ha'ma'amin be'bor ve'choda she'amidan she'amidu edutan. So they came through for him. He put his emunah in them, and sure enough, they came through. So alachat kama ve'kama. If a person puts his trust in a kadosh baruch hu, she says in the first wide line, she'mesimo ed beno leben chavero alachat kama ve'kama. When a person is doing a business deal, he says, a kadosh baruch hu is my witness. So all the more so, a kadosh baruch hu is going to if a born ve'choda. They were loyal witnesses that they kept their testimony. They went after the person that broke the shivua. Allah come up and come up. When a person puts God as a witness, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that everybody keeps their word. Kavz Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Kol ha-matzdik et atzmo milemata, matzdikin alav adin milemala. So there's two ways to learn this Gemara. That she learns, anybody that's a tzaddik lemata, which means she's on a very, very high spiritual level, so matzdikin alav ad-din milemala. So then already they judge him on a very high level in the Shamayim. Which means the bigger tzaddik a person is, now already God looks, he judges him with a fine tooth comb. So now everything becomes to the letter of the law. Okay, shenei emar, emet me'eres tesmach. When a person on earth is emet, when he follows everything meticulously, emet, v'sedek m'shamayim nishkaf. Then in shamayim, it's sedek. As she says, there's a difference between sedek and tzedakah. Tzedakah is charity. Tzedek is justice. And therefore, when a person is emet, me'eres tesmach, when a person on a high level here, then from the shamayim comes tzedek to him. They judge him very harshly. Even a small infraction of the law, they get him. Look at Rashi. First word on a matzdik atzmo, shemakshir u'mekashet ma'asav. And he prepares his ways, he adorns himself with good ma'asim, matzdikin alav, middakdekin amo afilu kihuta sa'ara. Right, even a hair's breadth they judge him. Yoter mesheilu mekalkel ma'asav. They judge him more seriously than if he would have been derelict in his actions. Kedel lemarek avonotav. In order to clean him, they want to make him 100% pure, even from the little few sins that he has. Shnei emar, emet meres tesmach, as sedek b'shamayim nishkaf. Sedakah en ketiv kan, ela sedek, temashma din. Others learn over here, המצדיק את עצמו מלמטה, ששומר עצמו משום נאה. Again, he protects himself from any bad. מצדיקין עליו הדין מלמעלה. אם נחתם עליו שום גזר דין לחובה, if let's say in the Shammai, for some reason, this guy is judged now on a guilty sentence, מצדיקין עליו לזכות. They give him the benefit of the doubt. Because he's a tzaddik over here, so they give him tzaddik in the Shammai. Meaning they give him the benefit. And therefore, they tip the scales in his favor. So that's a good thing. Instead of judging him, you know, to the fine tooth, come, like we said, according to Rashi, these Rishonim learned. No, call him tzaddik, tzaddikin alav. They give him the same treatment. Comes the Gemara and says, the Bechaya, but Abin Amar, Abuna, Me'acha. He learns it from over here. Uchir Atecha, Evratecha. According to your fear, Evratecha, that is the anger. She's the anger of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is commensurate to the fear. The person has a high fear of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the anger is stronger. What does it mean? Evra, the punishment is stronger because the person is on a high level of Yira. Look at Rashi. Uchiratecha, Evratecha, al mishu yare otecha. Ata mahazik Evratecha. So you have your anger on that person. Kedel lemarech avorotav. Okay? Upshat ha-mikra. Now what's the pshat of this pasuk? Just stam. What is the simple explanation? Mi yodeya oz apecha. Who knows the strength? Mi yodeya oz ve-kawach limso oto lanus mepanecha biyom apecha. Who has the strength to run away? Where are they going to run on the day of your anger? Mi yodeya oz apecha. Uchiratecha evratecha keshem she'ata yarui umfuhad. Just like you're fearful. Right? You instill fear in the people. כך יש לתיירא ולפחד מעברתך. So do we have to be fearful of your anger. Just like we're fearful of you, חירתך, just like we're fearful of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you instill fear, which is עברתך. The anger of the Kadosh Baruch Hu also instills a fear as well in a person. That's the second source for the same principle. Reish Lakish אמר מהכה. Reish Lakish says, I'm bringing the same concept from a different pasuk. Pasuk says like this. This pasuk is in Yeshaya. פגעת את סס ועושה סדק בדרכיך יזכירוך הן אתה כספת ונחתה בהם עולם ונבשיה. Rashi explains the pasuk. Four lines on the bottom. פגעת את סס ועושה סדק. פגעת as God hits the פגוע בו. He smites him, he gets him. Who does he get? את סס ועושה סדק. The happy man that does goodness, does righteousness. מי ששמח ועושה סדק, שאין העושים כך, בדרכיך יזכרוך. They always remember God in their ways. אתה פוגע בו. God gets them. אם חוטא כלום, even if they do a small little sin, כמו ויפגע בו וימות. קרא אחי הוא, פגעת את סף ועושה סדק, והם העושים כך, בדרכיך יזכרוך, באותם דרכים שאתה מייסרם ביסורים, which is even those יסורים that they get these people, יזכרוך לטובה. She's even in your ways, bedrachecha, your ways of chastising them and punishing them, yizkerucha. They get mention God for the best. Ve'omrim, hen ata kasafta b'shus shachatanu behem. They say, no, we deserve it. God's punishing us because of our sins. Olam v'nevashaya, b'shvilam nevashal le'olam haba. And because of these yisurin, we're going to be salvated in olam haba. We've got salvation in olam haba. We're going to be zocheh l'ayim ne'esah. Same concept. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish continues. May dechtiv. What does it mean in the pasuk? Ve'asar et ha-shamayim. B'sha'a she'ha-shamayim ne'etzarim melehurid matar. Amar B'Yoshua ben Nevi. Correct. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Skip the line. Amar B'Yoshua ben Nevi. Kol ha-sameach b'yisurin she'ba'in alav. Anybody that's happy with the yisurin that come on him, v'vi yishua la'olam. That attitude brings salvation to the world. Shneimar Bahem Olam v'nevashaya, which means Bahem. If you're happy with the Yisurin, Olam v'nevashaya, to the world will come a salvation. That person's positive attitude brings Yeshua to the world itself. Amar Shlakish, my dechti v'altar to Shemayim. God's going to stop the skies. B'shash Shemayim ne'atzarim melorid matar. Right when the skies are going to stop from bringing the rain. Dome li'isha shemehabelet. That's like a lady that's pregnant. Ve'ena yoledet, but the baby doesn't come out. It's like the sky has the clouds in it, but it doesn't want to rain, and therefore it's a great sa'ar for the lady that cannot give birth. V'ayinu damar ishtakish. So v'atzar is lashon in pregnancy and birth. We see the word v'atzar, as we're going to see now. So they have v'atzar, so she's going to be like a lady that's pregnant. She cannot give birth. That she says kemo heble yoleda afashamay mosikin v'kashel le'olam. That's a difficult situation. V'alchetu, because of sin. So Gemara now says, "V'ayinu damar ishtakish meshum bar kapara ne'emra atzira b'gashamim ve'ne'emra atzira be'isha." Now we're now going to prove the comparisons between the rain and a lady that is pregnant. It says the word atzira by rain. It says the word atzira by a lady. Ne'emra atzira be'isha she'ne'emar ki atzor atzar Hashem be'ad kol rechem. That was in the story of Abimelech, that God closed up all the. Nobody's able to get pregnant in the house after they committed the sin with Sarah Imenu. Ki atzor atzar Hashem. He closed them up. Ve'ad kol rechem. Vene emara atzira b'kishim. This is the word atzira by rain. Shtichti ve'atzar tashamayim. Ne'emar leda b'isha. Ve'emar leda b'kishamim. Ne'emar leda b'isha dichti v'tahar v'telet ben. Ve'emar leda b'kishim dichti v'holida v'smicha. So you see the word holida to give birth is also written by human beings, by birth and by rains. Ne'emar pikida b'isha. Right, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers a person in order to that they should conceive. V'ne'emar pikida b'geshamim. V'ne'emar pikida b'isha dichtiv Hashem pakad etzara. V'ne'emar pikida b'geshamim dichtiv pakad tahar. She remembered the lev at the shokekeh rabat ha'ashenin ha'per geloim male ma'im. So therefore, you see what different terminologies that are used by a lady that's giving birth are also used by the rains, and therefore it says, "V'atzar tashamayim," be like a lady that's pregnant, but she cannot give birth. Now the Torah, the pasuk calls, "Peleg Elohim male mayim." What is this? Peleg Elohim male mayim. My peleg Elohim male mayim. Tana, kemin kubah yesh berakia shememena geshamim yotzim. It's like a kubah, like a tent, as she says, filled with water in the heavens, and from that kubah in the heavens, that's where the water comes from. We'll wait for the Gemara later on to discuss the great Mahloket, exactly where the rains that we enjoy in this world, where do they come from? If this Gemara sounds like it's coming from a hidden place in the Shamayim called Peleg, the Peleg Elohim Male Mayim. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, Mai Dichtiv, Im LaShevet, Im LaArtzo. If God takes his rod out, shevet, that's the rod of chastisement, im la'arzo, for his land, im la'chesed, yemsi'ehu, for kindness, he will find it. So the Gemara says, like, what is this pasuk talking about? Im la'shevet, if God, let's say, decides he wants to bring bad rains, rains that are destructive rains, hard, strong rains, and then the people make teshuvah. So im la'shevet. So what is God going to do? He made a decree where he has to bring the rough rains. So instead of bringing them into the settlement, he's going to bring them to the mountains and the valleys where they're not destructive, where nobody will get hurt. Im la'chesed yemsi'ehu le'arso. If God wants to bring rains of chesed, so then where is God going to bring those rains? Into the land. Besadot ubekeranim. I'll bring it to the places that are needed. That she says on the second line in the shevet, im gazara kadosh baruch hu rov geshamim l'ra'a. Lot of rain, but bad rains. As yordim bechoach keshevet, they come down like a rod. Shemakim bechoach. And the hazru betshuva, and the people repented. Al kadosh baruch hu moridan al harim vegevaot makom she'en sham ish. So God will bring it down in the unpopulated areas. Aval im lachesed shirdim benachat yemsi'ehu le'arso. Where is his land? Le'eris Yisrael. So therefore, im lachesed yemsi'ehu le'arso. God will bring the chesed rains to his land. Where is that? Eris Yisrael. Now the Gemara gives another interpretation. Im lashevet li'ilanot. Also trees, like we learned on the previous Gemara, on the other daf, that razia, the strong rains, are good for ilanot. Razia the peri, are good for the ilanot. I mean, so therefore, if God decrees to bring the strong rains, and then we make the shuvah, so He'll bring them on the trees. Im la so, and if He brings it to the land, the zraim, im la chesed yamsi'ehu, And what's the chesed rains that God's going to bring as well? Borot she'inu me'arot, to fill up all the cisterns and the reservoirs, in order that we have a caves to have a storage of rain. Comes the Gemara and says, Bime Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmaniya v'chafna u'motana. In the times of Shmuel bar Nachmani, there was famine and death. People were dying as a result of the famine. Chafna is famine, motana is death. Amre echina abid, what do we do? Nib'ed ha'me atarte. If we pray to God for both, meaning to get rid of the famine and the death, no ifshar, we can't. The Gemara is going to prove in a minute that you're not allowed to pray, you shouldn't pray for two different things simultaneously. So you got to pray for one of the two. So I have to figure out now which one of the two did they pray for. Let's pray that the death stops, and we'll endure the hunger. No, let's pray that the hunger goes away. Because when God brings berachat to the world, when He brings sustenance in a plentiful way, when He brings sobah to the world, who does He bring the sobah to? To the living. And therefore you pray for one item that includes two. How do we know that? Tichtit poteh achadecha umasbiya nechol chai rason. When there's masbiya, when there's sobah, it's the living. And therefore, automatically, the motana will go away. Let's pray for the chafna to get rid itself. And automatically, then, Borei Olam brings sova beracha to the living. So we get two things with one. Right? Now she says, L'chayim ve'lo le'metim. Te'enu mevi sova kedil lehamit b'nei adam. God doesn't mean sova to the world in order to kill people. Ela kedil she'yihyu. Right, masbiya lechol chay rason sobah noten lebnei adam chayim. Now, umin alan de lo matzin atarte. Now, how do you know you can't pray for two things together? Tichtiv v'natsuma, pasuk says, let's get the right language here. V'nasuma v'nevakesha meloheinu al zot v'yater lanu. Pasuk in Ezra. So we will fast to God and ask Him al zot. On a specific thing. Mikhlal di'ika hariti. It's not that there was something else that they had to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu on, but they only asked for zot. They only asked for one. Right, and she says, Al-Hada ma'aswa be'ezaketi. Be'ba'araba amni mishamed Rabbi Haggai be'acha. Ve'rahamin be'ba'am kodam ela shemaya al-reza dena. It's pasuk in Daniel. That what? That they ask Rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu al reza dena, meaning on this item. Right? It's like saying azot, implying the same thing. Mechlal di'ika hariti. Masha, there was something else that they could have asked for, but what? They only asked for one of the two items. Bime Rabbi Zera gazur gezera. It seems in the times of Rabbi Zera, the Goyim made a gezera against the Jewish people. The gazur, and there was an additional decree, that they couldn't fast, which means they didn't want the Jewish people to fast in order to break the gezerah, so the berakah will not come through them. So therefore, it was double. Amalu Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera had an idea. He said, "Nekabele el lavan. Let's accept upon ourselves the fasts. Ulchi batila gezerah. And when the gezerah is nullified, liyatbe." Then we'll fulfill them. We'll sit in the fast. We just let the zechut of accepting the fast already. We'll have a zechut to mevatel the gezerah. How do you know this? Just accepting the fast is a zechut. Amar lehu dichtiv vayomer elai al tina Daniel. God tells the Daniel, ki min hayom harishon asher natat et lebecha leavin veletanot lefnei Elohecha nishmeu devarecha. From the day that you had the idea to fast in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, already I heard your tefillot. On the idea of fasting, that's already considered a value. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Afilu Shanim Kishne Eliyahu. Even if the years are like the years of Eliyahu and Navi. In times of Eliyahu and Navi, we learned, in times of Ahav, where Eliyahu and Navi got the key of the rain, and he stopped it. It didn't rain for 18 months. So the Gemara says, even if it's the years of Eliyahu HaNavi, v'yardu geshamim ba'arbe shabbatot, and then finally the first rain comes, but it comes on a Friday, erev Shabbat, enan ela siman kelala. It's a curse. Why? Friday is a busy day. everybody's hustling and bustling to go shop and do the errands, and the streets are crowded. The rain only makes more traffic, more inconvenience, more difficulty for the people to prepare for Shabbat Kodesh. Therefore, even if you need the rain, but when it comes on Erev Shabbat, it's no good, because it's an inconvenience to people. And the Gehainu da'amar Rabbah bar Shila, kashe yomad de mitra ke yomad de dina. In general, a rainy day is like the days of judgment. What is the days of judgment? The olden days, Betim would open up on Mondays and Thursdays. So everybody would come to the cities on Mondays and Thursdays for Betim, because that's when they used to sit. So Mondays and Thursdays were known to be traffic days, hustle bustle, people all over the place. So in generally, every rainy day is like a Monday and Thursday. Because why? Even though there's not so many people, but whoever's out there in the street, everybody slows down because it's raining. Kol shekin, if it rains on a Friday, when there's a lot of people in the street, so therefore it creates a lot of confusion. So therefore he says, not a berachah to have the rains on a Friday. Look at Rashi. Kashe yomeh demitra, now look at this, timan kilala, shebnei adam sedichim lachzor b'shuk leknot seudat Shabbat. The people have to go around to the marketplace on Friday to Erev Shabbat to get the Seudot. Kashe yomad demitra she'en b'nei adam yichulim la'asot tzorchehen ki yomad dedina sheni v'hamishi. Shebitkabesim b'nei adam ladun im havrehem ketakanat ezra. That was the takanat of ezra sofet. Mondays and Thursdays is days of betin. Sheyesh homot, there's action, v'kolot, noise, v'avshot, you know, traffic and commotion, as I said. On a regular rainy day, it creates havoc. If we didn't need rain for the creation of for the continuation of the world, I would pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu and just get rid of it. Which means that we need the rains. So what does he mean to say? Because of course, Rashi says, the rain, it homebounds a person. He can't go in and out and do his needs. So if we didn't need it, I pray for it to stop. So the Mefazim explain what it means like this. Of course, we need the rain bismano. He wasn't going to pray for the rain not to fall in the right time, at night, when it doesn't inconvenience people. But the problem is, with the rain bismano comes also the rain shelo bismano. So therefore he says, if it wasn't for the fact that we need the rain bismano in the right times, otherwise I pray to stop the whole thing, because a lot of times it comes shelo bismano. Like we said on Erev Shabbatot and stuff like that. It's the way that Avant interprets and tricks. V'amar b'Yitzhak, Shemesh b'Shabbat, Tzedakah l'aniyim. When it's sunny on Shabbat, that's a chesed for the poor people. Shneimar v'zarecha lachem yireh shemish shemesh tzedakah u'merpeh. The sun comes out for the Yireshmi, for the God-fearing ones. That's a healing sun. Now why is the sun a beracha specifically for the aniyim? So that she says, tzedakah l'aniyim shemit adenim ba. They enjoy it. V'noach lehem yom barur mitchamemim bo b'yom atzina. It's on a cold winter day where the ani doesn't have heat in his house. So therefore, when he gets a sunny day in the winter, tzedakah for him, it's chesed for him. Yireh shemi shomnei Shabbat. Those referring to shomnei Shabbat in the pasuk, it says, v'zarcha lechem yireh shemi, shemesh. Because the guy that's not a yireh shemi, the sun is not a gift for him, because this guy's mechalel Shabbat anyway. He'll go put on the fire, and he'll do something else. But the ani, he doesn't have the ability to heat himself on Shabbat. So therefore, the rich man, he can heat himself, because he has a lot of wood. He puts a lot of wood in his furnace from before Shabbat, and it lasts the whole entire Shabbat. Poor guy, how much wood does he have? So by Shabbat, already in the morning, it runs out, so he's freezing. That doesn't mean chesed. Shemesh b'Shabbat, tzedakah l'aniyim. Others explain this Gemara differently. They say, what does it mean, shemesh b'Shabbat, tzedakah l'aniyim? That all week long, how does the ani keep himself warm? He works. The ani works very hard, running around from place to place. Yeah. So therefore, the body heat warms him up. But on Shabbat, it doesn't work. So then what's going to heat him up? Shemesh b'Shabbat, tzedakah l'aniyim. Third interpretation that they say is that the rich man, in the olden days, they didn't have refrigeration. So therefore, on a cold day, what would the rich man do with the leftover food that he had from Shabbat? He would put it outside, and it would just stay fresh. He could have leftovers. However, when it's a sunny day, now the rich man's got to get rid of his food, because the food is going to spoil. Mm-hmm. Who is he give it to? To the aniyim. So Shemesh b'Shabbat, automatically, it's a tzedakah l'aniyim. The aniyim will benefit from the tzedakah that they're going to get from the leftover food of the rich man. Rabbi Rabbi Yitzhak, Gadol Yom Geshamim, great is the day of rain. She'afilu piruta shebakis mitbarechet bo, that even a person's money in his pocket becomes blessed on a rainy day. Shnei emar latet metar asecha be'ito ulbarech et kol ma'asei adecha. Says all your handiwork is going to be blessed. It kol, even the money in your pocket that you worked for already, it's going to be blessed as well. Now what does this mean? Does that mean the person, if he has $5 in his pocket on a rainy day, it's going to become $10? No. The explanation is that when there's a lot of rain, so what happens to the price of food in the marketplace? The price goes down. Yeah. And therefore, there's more value for his money. Which means instead of having to pay $1 for a bushel of wheat, now he pays 50 cents. So there's berakha on his money. Now for 50 cents, he has 50 cents extra. So therefore, the money in his pocket becomes blessed because of the produce that becomes more in... or available. Babar bi Yitzhak, ena beracha metzuya ela bedavar asamui min ayin. Beracha is only found in things that are concealed from the eye. These things that are hidden, that's where beracha is found. Shnei emar, yisav Hashem etecha teberacha ba'asamecha. Asamecha literally means in your granaries, but asamecha also comes from the word samui, something that is samui, something that is concealed. That's where the beracha usually is found. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, ena beracha metzuya ena bedavar she'ena ayin sholetet po. Similar concept, that the beracha is found in a place that the eyes cannot have any shlita on it, have any power. Shnei emar yisav Hashem et beracha ba'asamecha. Again, davar samui min ha'ayin. Tana Rabbanan, we have a braita. Hanichnas lamud et gerano. A person is going to now count his granaries. Let's see how much wheat he has. Inventory, exactly. Omer, before he starts to count, he says, Yiratzom lefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, shetishlach beracha b'ma'aseh yadenu. Please God, give beracha b'ma'aseh yadenu. Which means, before he counts, he has no idea what it is there. So therefore, he can please boy, teshlach beracha b'ma'aseh yadenu. God can add a couple of extra bushels over there without him knowing. Nobody knows the difference. However, hitchil lamud, once already you start the count, you make a different beracha. Omer baruch ha-sholeyach beracha b'chri hazeh. Right? Blessed be the God that sends beracha in this pile. And according to Rashi, you make this beracha b'shem u'malchut. This is a regular beracha. Baruch ata Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam ha-sholeyach beracha b'chri hazeh. Madad v'achar kach birech, harei zu tefilat shav. So according to the Me'iri, it means, let's say he started to count, and then he made the beracha. Yiratzot teshlach beracha, the first tefillah is referring to. Yiratzot teshlach beracha bechriza, it's too late already. You started counting already. You can't make that first beracha only before you can. Once you start counting, it's not somebody in the eye anymore. The beracha cannot come. You just have to make the regular beracha. That the one that sends, not to send, right? First beracha is teshlach. Well, you can't teshlach, you counted it already. Ela, you make the second beracha as sholeyah. Okay? Because bottom line, the beracha is not found on something that is weighed. V'lo b'davar ha-madud, something that is measured. V'lo b'davar ha-manui, something that is counted. Ela b'davar ha-samui min ha-ayim. Okay, that's that. Let's go one more step in the Gemara. Kibbutz gayasot tzedakah panas siman asasima. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, gadol yom geshamim, great is the day of rain, kiyom kibbutz galuyot. It's as great as the day where God is going to gather the exiles. Shnei emar shuva Hashem et shevitenu. The prayer David HaMelech says, God, bring back the ones that are in captivity, meaning in the exile. Kafikim banegev, like the streams of water that are in the Negev, that are in the dry places. Which means just like on a great, good rainy day. So the Negev, the dry places, they get irrigated from the rains. So Shuvah Hashem et Shevitenu ka'afikim ba'negev, like the rains. Ve'en afikim ela matar. The word afikim refers to rain, Shnei emar. Ve'yira'u afikeyam. Afikeyam is the springs of the water, or the rivers of the water, the rains. Now the question is like this. Tosfot has a question over here. Tosfot's question is, we learned on the other daf that whenever you're comparing something to something, so the item that you're comparing to is the big thing, and the thing that you're using to compare is the smaller thing. Right? Katan nitle begadol. Here it says in the pasuk, Shuvah Hashem et shivitenu, God, please redeem us from the exile. Ka'afikim, like the rains. Small. Implying what? That the rains is bigger than Tibbutz Galiot. So why does Al Gemara say it's equal? It should say Gadol Yom Egeshamim Miyom Tibbutz Galiot. Even greater. Why does it say it's equal? It's Ka'afikim. Much more that the Afikim are the main item and we're comparing it to the Afikim. Look at the bottom Tosfot. Vim Tomar. Hamaylo Kamar Gadol Yom Egeshim Yotem Tibbutz Galiot. שגדול יום קיבוץ כאפיקים בנגב. אם כן, עשה עמנו לטובה אות בקיבוץ גלויות. ביות כי זה כמו זה. Which means, God, since it's similar, we're praying. It's a tefillah. It's not a comparison. It's a tefillah of David HaMelech. שובה שבת שביתנו. Redeem us like the אפיקים, which is just like the אפיקים is a great thing. And this is equal. It's like we have a big simcha when the rain comes down in the dry area. Shuvah Hashem kevi, like the afikim, that also gives us simcha. The afikim in the Negev to tadesh b'chol yom kiyom kibbutz galiot. The opposite we say. And the afikim in the Negev we want you to do on a daily basis and give us that simcha as well, like you're going to do kibbutz galiot. So it's a prayer both ways. So it's not saying that it's not comparing anything. It's David HaMelech, it's a tefillah. Please, Borei Olam, just like the Afikim is a big Sim'a, we have a lot of Sim'a when it rains in the valley, in the areas that are dry, so too, Shuvah Hashem et Shivitenu. Give us that same Sim'a, the Gabe Kibbutz Galiot. And just like Kibbutz Galiot is a great Sim'a, we also want the Afikim, we want the rain to come down every day in the dry place. So it's also a double Tefillah. Give us this, give us the Kibbutz Galiot, which is... a simcha like the rains, or a simcha, and give us the rains, which is a simcha like the kibbutz galiot. So it's a tefillah, it's not an analogy that we're saying that this is greater than this. Give us it like this. Just like this is the simcha, so to give us that. Come to Gemara and says, V'amar B'yohanan, Gadol Yom Egeshemim, Shafilu Gayasot Poskot Po. Great is the day of rain that even legions, right, the foreign armies, they stop on that day. Because the armies cannot travel on a rainy day. שנאמר, תלמי הרווה נחד גדודיה. תלמי הרווה, when the furrows of the ground are being irrigated, what happens? גדודיה, נחד גדודיה, the גדודים, the legions, the armies, נחת, they have to rest, they have to stop because they cannot travel. She says, חיילות, כשאתה מרווה תלמי הארץ בגשם מיד גדודים נוחים. ואמר ביוחנן, אין הגשמים נעצרים. One of the reasons why rain stops, Ela bishvil poske sedaka barabim ve'en notnim. The people that make donations in public to charity, but they don't pay. And therefore, the pasuk says regarding this, Shneema nisi'im veruach ve'geshem ayin, ish metalel b'matat shaker. So the pasuk says nisi'im, nisi'im is clouds. Veruach, you have the clouds. You have the wind, you have all the ingredients for a good rain. But what happens? V'geshemayin. But it doesn't rain. Why does this happen? It's almost as if the sky is teasing us. It's all there. You see there's the clouds there and everything. The wind's blowing. But there's no rain. Ish mitalel b'matat shaker. That's because everybody is mitalel, boasts himself with false givings. So it's the same thing. The institution gets teased by these people. They say, oh, I'm going to give this man out the money. But oh, it's coming now. Yeah, the money's coming. And they never pay it. And therefore, God does midah k'neged midah. He brings the clouds and all that to get the people excited, but the rains never show up. Baruch Anu Al-Olam. Amen. 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 Amen.